This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story about being spontaneous.
When people feel stuck in life, they may seek out new friends or new hobbies. When Jen Rubin of Madison was at that crossroad, she decided to become more spontaneous in a bold way. She shared the following story at The Moth during an open mic story slam in Madison where the theme of the night was fresh. Here's Jen Rubin live at The Moth.
So it took me climbing a glacier to get a new perspective on life. I don't know if it was the altitude or what, but it suddenly occurred to me that my life sucked. I wasn't doing the work I wanted to do. I was still in the Midwest. I hadn't managed to get back to New York City. And I hadn't had a relationship that lasted longer than a few months. But it became clear to me suddenly that the problem was that I was just too passive, that I didn't take any risks, and that from this day forward, I was going to be spontaneous. So I got back home, and I told my friends this. I was pretty excited about the new plan. And they said, you can't actually plan to be spontaneous. Do you misunderstand the word? But I knew I was onto something, and it was going to happen. So fast forward a little while, I started dating someone, and we were together, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months. And we were in the kind of cagey stage of a relationship where, I don't know how I feel about you, how do you feel about me kind of thing. And so I went out for drinks with one of my very practical friends. And as we were talking, she said, it sounds to me like you should just propose to Matt. Matt was my boyfriend. I thought about it, and I said, that's a great idea, because that really sounds like something a spontaneous person would do. So I am going to propose. And I quickly called Matt, and I said, pick me up on Friday, look good. Called an Italian restaurant in town, made a reservation. And then it occurred to me that I had only 4 days to prepare. So on Monday, I tried on every outfit in my closet till I found the one I looked best in. Tuesday, I drove through a snowstorm to get the engagement leather jacket because I figured I had to give him something. And then on Wednesday, I developed sort of my fail-safe plan because I really hoped that with this like new perspective on life, I was going to be bold while I did this bold thing of proposing. So I made sort of like a Burma shave on index cards, and on each index card, I wrote one thing I loved about him, color-coded. And then on the last one, it said, therefore, dot, dot, dot. And that would be my cue to propose. So then Thursday, I thought about every possible answer he could give me. I thought there were 9. And so I like kind of wrote out an answer for each one. And then on Friday, I took the day off of work and I rented romantic comedies to get in the mood. And then I realized I couldn't just stick the leather jacket in my purse. So I went and dropped it off early at the restaurant. And I said, could you bring this out with dessert? And they said, sure. What's the occasion? And so I said, well, it's his birthday, which some of you are smarter than I was at the time, because I thought, well, what if he said no, and then I'd be embarrassed in front of total strangers. So anyhow, fast forward to the meal. The dessert comes out, as you can imagine, the candle on the pie, and they're singing happy birthday, and it's one of those restaurants where all the waitstaff sings happy birthday, and Matt's just saying, it's not my birthday. I'm making eye contact with nobody. And then they leave, and then Matt looks at me, and I pull out the index cards in defeat, and I hand it to him, and I'm like, just read it. He reads each card. He gets to the therefore dot, dot, dot. I do rise to the occasion, and I do ask him if he will marry me, and he does say yes right away, which is lovely. But I can't really leave it there, because the problem is that I hadn't told my instinct about my new perspective, and my instinct has screwed me my whole life. And so I said, are you sure? Don't you need a little time to think about it? Because that was what I thought he would say. But he was sure, and he didn't need any time. Thank you.
That was Jen Rubin of Madison at an open mic Moth Story Slam in Madison. You can hear the full story and find more information at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.